Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you're LDS and single, chances are you're probably a little bit frustrated with the dating culture. And it seems like traditions have kind of gone out the window and everyone is playing this game that there aren't really rules to anymore. And it can be really hard and even a little heartbreaking to navigate. And now there are websites and apps and organized official meetups to help you through this process and hopefully allow you to meet the right person. Well, Bob Carroll is the chief technology officer and co-founder of a new dating app focusing on LDS singles, and he's here with us to talk about how technology and romance can go hand in hand. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thank you.
So why was an app needed right now?
There's a prevalence of online dating apps that have hit the marketplace, and I think that the LDS community isn't any different in wanting to meet and find the right person. I think what they found, though, was the environment in some of the other dating apps was not the environment that they were really looking forward to or looking to be part of. And so really there was a need to kind of create an environment, create a community online that would uphold the values that the LDS community has.
So why do you think common values are so important when it comes to dating and success with dating?
It starts with kind of building, having mutual friends that often introduce you to each other. And then it's whether there's that mutual attraction and do you have mutual interests and mutual experiences. And all of that is based on whether you have common values. And that's what really leads to determine whether or not a relationship can continue to flourish and whether it really needs to go to the next level. And so without that, it's pretty rough.
So tell us a little bit about the struggles that you've seen in the LDS dating world right now.
You know, one of the common ones that we hear about a lot is that the singles tend to hang out with each other. And so they get introduced through mutual friends, and they find that the social activity centers around just being together. And it may provide a safe environment, but it provides a very public environment. So if you're in a large group, the risk of failure of meeting somebody and talking to them and having them like you is very public. And I think that's why a lot of online technologies have flourished, is because things can be done in more of a private one-on-one setting. And that takes that risk of failure out of the situation. On the flip side, there's negatives that have been seen in some of the other dating apps that are out there for the general audience. And, you know, we don't want to encourage that activity either. And so we're really creating an environment where we foster those values. What we've done is we really emphasize dating. So we're taking the positives of that to say that this is an important activity that we want you to engage in. Once you've met someone on here, go on a date.
You know, you say the word dating. I remember when I was dating my now husband in Chicago, and he mentioned there was some point in our relationship when we were getting more serious, and he mentioned, you know, we're not just dating anymore, we're courting. And I don't think I'd heard that term outside of like the pioneer times. It's kind of this antiquated term. But why do you think just that culture of courtship and dating is different now than it used to be?
Well, like you said, it seems like an old-fashioned notion that you're courting and your father's peering out of the curtains watching
right.
you on the porch talk to each other. But the reality is that relationships evolve. They need to be built on something, and then experiences have to be shared together. Trust is developed, and there has to be a continuation of those experiences that build upon each other. And so, you know, from an app perspective, we're really trying to facilitate those early stages. The idea is that we can put common people together that are like-minded. They have the ability to chat with each other online, get to know each other. And then we want them to date. Most likely after that, they're going to exchange phone numbers, addresses, email addresses, and, you know, show up in their car on somebody else's porch and continue the dating after that point. But we're really trying to facilitate that first part where I think a lot of the failure and really where a lot of the volume of activity comes into play. you might look at a lot of people that you think you're going to date, but usually there's only one or a couple that you end up actually courting, and then eventually the one that you marry.
And do you have any tips or advice for someone who is dating online or dating via technology, just some safety tips or some things, some advice and things to be aware of when they're doing this?
We want people to be honest about who they are and not put up a profile that tends to be who they want to be, but actually who they are. We also, you know, as most, it really reflects what you would see if you were at church. And you've got people that are smiling and they're happy and they're optimistic and they're doing great things. And it's fun to see the photos that reflect the activities that they do in their life. You can tell whether somebody's a runner. You can tell whether somebody enjoys, certain activities or if they're a car buff. It's really great to be able to see that and just get a sense of who these individuals really are and what their individual worth is.
What do you feel like you've learned about love and relationships?
That's a great question. I think what one thing that I've learned, and maybe it's just been reinforced, is that love can come at any speed that you want it to come at. Mm-hmm. And it can come at any time that you want it to come at, as well. It is an effort. You have to put the effort in. But if you want it to happen, it really can happen. You know, it can happen at a fast clip. For some people, it's longer, and for others, it's shorter. But love is all around us, and we're just trying to put people in the right place at the right time.
That's a really good note to end on. Thank you so much for being with us today, Bob.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So for more podcasts, blog posts, and inspiring videos on love and relationships, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And you can also download our app in the App Store so you can take this great content with you anywhere you go. And we're going to close out our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. And he said, "True love blooms when we care more about another person than we care about ourselves." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.